This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And of course, the big news going around still is all about Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire or millionaire. It depends on who you ask.
He's probably been a billionaire at one point and now more than a millionaire.
At the very least, is no longer counted among the living. Although, whether or not he's actually dead...
Resumed room temperature.
Seems to be in contention.
Yes, there's some people that don't believe that today. But before we go on, I think that we need, as the United States dollar devalues, we probably need to come up with some better terms other than millionaire and billionaire.
Well, those mean what they mean. I mean, it's $1 million versus $1 billion, but you're right. Those are moving targets because, well, inflation. They're taking your money away.
Well, they're moving targets because assets, are what they are, right? Like the house you own today may in a year be worth a half of what it is, or at least we've seen that. But also, it's just sort of useless terminology. You have millionaire, multimillionaire, and billionaire, right? I mean, these are the terms to describe how much money someone has.
Sure.
So we have a term to describe somebody with $1 million, a term to describe somebody with at least $2 million, and a term to describe somebody with $1,000 million. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that how you describe this? So
that's right.
You could have $999 million.
I think most people would call such a person a billionaire.
Fine. $700 million probably should not be described in the same way as somebody with $2 million.
I would agree.
So maybe I've heard a term called deca-millionaire.
Okay.
Like a decameter.
Right.
And then, there's something beyond that is a hecta. Is that right?
Yeah, for 100.
Hecta or centa, maybe. I haven't heard this term used, but we're at least getting into some ballparks here.
Sure. But, I mean, with people who are dealing in the hundreds of millions of dollars, their variation is probably enough that they'll lose $10 or $15 million overnight,
Yeah. I mean, in the stock market, things could have a bad day, and then they're down, they're up.
Well, whether he was a millionaire, multimillionaire, hectamillionaire, or billionaire, or whatever, he had a lot of money. He had enough money to own-ish an estate in New York, probably multiple, some in Florida, and his own...
Hectamillionaire, it's there.
Private island.
His own private island, which was just raided by the FBI, it would seem. So that should have interesting details. What's going around in Facebook right now, or the social media world in general, is this new conspiracy theory that the person who was wheeled out dead was not, in fact, Jeffrey Epstein. And
right.
they have highlighted the curved nose and the ears. I don't know what exact ear feature those would be called, but they've highlighted those two parts of the body and said, see, it can't possibly be the same person.
Yeah, I saw pictures on Facebook, mind you. Ladies and gentlemen, do not believe the things that you necessarily see on Facebook. But I don't think that you can necessarily disregard them either. I
sure.
don't know. I cannot prove that the picture that was taken of the man with the sort of curved nose, as opposed to Jeffrey Epstein's nose, which is clearly not curved in any picture prior to that,
right.
was a picture of Jeffrey Epstein being wheeled out of the county jail, which would then therefore not be Jeffrey Epstein being wheeled out of the county jail. But
well, I can say with as much certainty as can be done with somebody who isn't trained to do this sort of thing, the images being carted around on social media are not of the same person. Now, the big question for me is whether or not that person on the right, the one with the curved nose and the different ear and all of that, is even supposed to have been a picture of allegedly Epstein as he was being wheeled out, or somebody just found a random picture on the internet.
Or is either picture of Jeffrey Epstein?
Now, we saw the same thing with the Dayton shooter, the El Paso shooter. Some people just took the same guy and claimed that this same person was all three shooters, even though they looked, you know, similar, but not identical.
Those
and
people did look similar,
it.
Which is interesting. Those pictures look similar. I didn't, you know, they clearly weren't the same person. But I think what they were trying to say with that picture is look, incels, you know, or whatever. And for those that don't know, that's the involuntary celibate internet trolls that
become Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they can't get women, which frustrates them.
You saw pictures of the guys. The pictures that I saw are guys that may have some trouble getting women.
Yes.
Just saying.
I would agree with that.
They didn't look like people who had the sort of personality type to overcome the difficulty that they might have getting women, or at least multiples of them, So, yeah, that's going to be an issue.
But they're alpha males, Mark. They identify as alpha males.
Who doesn't?
In the same way that anybody I identify run around, as a female, right?
Yes. anybody running around here calling themselves an alpha male probably isn't first. But who doesn't, right? So who wants to think of themselves as whatever isn't an alpha male? I don't know. I've heard the term beta cuck before. but
that's one of their favorites for sure.
I don't know what that means either. Presumably in a wolf pack, you're talking about, well, I don't know, what, seven males? And is the second one beta, or are they all the rest of them betas?
I think in nature, all the rest of them are considered betas, at least in most, you know, herds and packs.
What is so bad about being the beta if six out of seven wolves are?
Well, these six out of seven wolves aren't getting laid.
That's true. Wolves, only male wolves have sex, and female alphas too. So, that doesn't work for humans because women can have sex anytime they want, generally. Not with whom they want, but they can.
Sure.
I like to make the example, if a woman and I start knocking on doors here on this block, we go five doors, I'm going to be in jail and she's going to be in the bedroom. And we just say, hey, want to have sex? You know, as we knock on the door, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed a part of my joke. So if we just knock on the door and say, hi, you want to have sex? That I will be in jail in five doors, likely. This is true in three, but I'm just going ahead and being generous. And in five doors, she will be inside. She'll probably get something thrown at her by a wife a few doors in, but whatever.
Interesting. Well, I mean, I guess it would depend on which gender you were targeting in your request to have sex.
And which direction you go and what time of day.
I would say this, though, that if we both target women, and we knock on 10 doors, the same is still true.
I would agree.
And now, you may have to bump up as far as attractiveness goes, but still, you know, the social capital of women when it comes to sexuality, significantly higher than that of men.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a reason that, you know, pictures of women's anatomy is considered a premium on the internet, where you can actually sell it.
Right.
Versus the, you know,
pictures of men's anatomy is a felony.
I don't know is it a felony?
Send it to the wrong people.
True.
Mm. Look, I just took a picture of this, thought you might want to see it. Yeah, that's a problem.
That would be true for women as well, though. It's just less likely to
just
be
less likely.
Enforced.
Yeah.
Significantly less likely.
Right.
Which, you know, it's good,
I have
I
been
guess.
Sent unsolicited pictures of women's bodies and have never called the police.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I don't know how to respond to that. I've
never
received
been sent pictures of you've got one on us.
I received dozens.
Well, I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host and have been for almost 20 years now, so I've had a larger opportunity for that to happen.
Okay.
In one circumstance, I can say I know that the parts that I was taking that were taken pictures of belonged to the person because there was a face that I had recognized.
Interesting. I don't believe I've ever received any unsolicited pics of females, but I received dozens of unsolicited male anatomy pictures.
Yep, they're easier to get from
every single week. It's not even that they're easier to get.
I have never
gotten
that. Because
then you have to actually seek them out.
But
right?
I'm sure I'll get it by the end of the day.
It's just that Men distribute them. Not all men, sure, but a certain type of man just distributes them like.
Do they think it does anything good?
I don't know what they think. I mean. Okay.
I don't know who even wants to see that.
There are very few occasions where...
Which makes the point.
where a person would be like, ooh, I'm so glad I received this picture randomly while I'm at work or whatever. 855-450-3733.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. That number is 855-450-3733. Call and talk about whatever you'd like. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've already got it going. We've got Ratspeed, who is calling in. Ratspeed, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello, hello, everyone. How are you?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, I have no idea what today's topic is about. I know that on Saturday you guys were talking about Epstein.
We're talking about Epstein right now.
Epstein. Oh, perfect timing then.
Yeah, it's hard not to talk about him.
You're not going to believe this.
Okay.
I'll just say it. Guess who the Epstein legal defense team has on hand, hired privately to handle the overseeing of the autopsy.
Overseeing the autopsy. I don't
Michael
know.
Michael Baden.
Michael who?
Michael Baden.
Who is that?
He is the person who oversaw the autopsy for John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King.
Huh. Where did they dig him out of?
He's 83 years old. He's still in practice. He's actually used for hosts for things like HBO's Autopsy. He's kind of like one of those, you know, kind of like how you when someone rich needs an attorney, you hire one of those pop star attorneys.
Yep.
Well, he's a pop star
autopsy guy.
Autopsy guy.
So
if they're trying to keep this from looking like a conspiracy, they are failing miserably,
right? Like the guy that you know was there for the JFK autopsy is going to be the one that I would least want there. You would think would just have a reporter.
They hired him privately. He's from New York. Epstein was from New York.
Problem solved, right? That's crazy.
I have nothing. I have nothing. I just wanted to throw that out there, and this is not a conspiracy theory. You can actually go on the news, and Fox and everyone is covering this, how he's the one who's withholding the information, saying that they need more information about the, you know, if this is inconclusive.
I saw a story earlier today. I only had time to read the headline, but it said the autopsy result was inconclusive.
Yeah. Baden's the one that came up with that.
Well, that process seems to be relatively standard, that when they do an autopsy, it becomes inconclusive. But you got to imagine, if somebody, you know, hangs themselves to death, it should be pretty conclusive what killed them.
Well,
it should be obvious.
Maybe, if they hung themselves to death, but if they were just found at the end of a rope, not exactly conclusive. So, I think this is a good idea, the same way that dumping Osama bin Laden's body in the ocean was a good idea. I mean, it's like they wanted to create a conspiracy theory.
I was watching Secular Talk earlier. He's another person that I follow along with. I don't believe in all of the policies that he believes in, but he keeps it real. Anyway, he was talking about how an inmate that had been in this facility was talking about it is virtually impossible to commit suicide even when you're not on suicide watch because of the way that the place is built.
Well, that's generally true in all prisons.
Hopefully that's how they're building them, yeah.
They don't have the ceilings are about 8 to 9 feet tall. They don't have anything to hang from.
You only need 3 inches.
This is the part that I sort of wonder about all of this is that, first off, people who aren't in jail and haven't been there for a long time don't understand how to kill themselves in jail. Although you may hang, you may use a piece of rope around your neck, hanging isn't exactly the right term. It's more like a tourniquet for your neck. And
somehow self-strangulate yourself.
Right, self-strangulate yourself. And that works. And supposedly it's a lot less difficult than hanging yourself. I mean, making a rope that is going to be successful in killing you from hanging is a lot harder than making a rope that will just cut off the blood flow to your head.
Sure.
Well, who knows? I mean, I hear he was a kinky guy. Maybe he was just trying to get some stress relief out.
It's a possibility.
Anyway.
That has been floated on the air here.
Of course. I just wanted to throw that out there. I'll listen in on your guys' show. But, to throw that out.
Well, thanks, Ratspee, for the call. I don't know about his kinks and all of that, and I've never attempted to hang myself in jail anyway. But as far as killing yourself goes, that's probably the only option you're going to get in jail.
Is sort of self-strangulation kind of thing?
Yeah, but it's not very effective as far as suicide methods go.
Why not?
You've got to really want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you could, I guess what my thought would be, again, I haven't done this, and I just heard about how to do it in prison. So you kind of tie it to the end of your bunk, and then you lay on the bunk, and then just kind of scoot down until it just cuts off blood flow.
Right.
And
well, the issue with that is you're going to pass out first. Death is going to take several hours. It's not going
to pass out?
No, to go from unconscious to death.
Okay. So. With the blood flow cut off to your brain?
I don't know how cut off it will be, but okay. Yeah, you're going to suffer brain damage, but it's still going to take several hours, at the very least, for you to actually die.
At night, you presumably have 8 hours
absolutely.
To get this done. You know, the way they do counts in jail, unless it's changed somehow. I mean, on Suicide Watch, they'll wake you up and make you bang, 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 bang on the door, and then
that's
make
one
you
of the biggest,
around.
You know, false pieces of evidence being floated around this, that he somehow killed himself on Suicide Watch.
Yep.
He was not on Suicide Watch.
That in and of itself is a problem, that he was not on Suicide Watch.
It's an enormous problem. That's how we know that the jail officials, or the whatever level was responsible for this, was complicit in his death, either because they were paid to take him off a suicide watch, or because they were just negligent,
yep.
Or what?
Lazy, whatever it is.
Incompetent.
But as other people have pointed out, there's very few people in the American prison system who are more in danger of being murdered or committing suicide than Epstein.
Yeah.
And still it happened.
Yes.
Which isn't really a surprise to me. I would have been stunned.
That death is about the most convenient death of the decade, right?
Yeah.
If not the new millennium.
Oh, absolutely.
So Jeffrey Epstein dying is really convenient for people who call themselves princes, people who call themselves governor, people who call themselves captains of industry. You know, people, all kinds of very rich, powerful people when he died.
Yeah. All sorts of powerful people who had the capacity to make this sort of thing happen.
And let's not forget that stories about Epstein, yeah, finally brought about this arrest, but they were going on for years and no one cared. Years and no one cared.
Well, and I don't know if it was that no one cared. I guess it would have had to be.
They didn't get traction. How's that?
Yeah, okay. Because he was in jail for this previously.
Yeah, I mean, it was a slap of the hand kind of jail, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, the same government that he's been in bed with since before all of this started was the one who handed him his deal that saw him seeing no jail time and, you know, just violating protocol all around. And then that person who gave him that deal ended up working in the Trump administration.
And this guy stayed in the United States, which baffles me, but I kind of feel like it looks a lot like an ex post facto violation, even though they claim, no, everything's fine here. Yeah, well, that was a different jurisdiction, and we can just bring up charges over here, even though he's been convicted over there. Weird.
It is weird. It does seem like he would be in violation of some sort of double jeopardy law.
Yeah.
Yeah, except that, you know, he evidently continued doing it, so those were new offenses, new victims, new charges, as I understand it, anyway. Being found not guilty of one murder doesn't, you know, make it legal for you to go out and commit more. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. Comparison. So many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new federal rule says legal immigrants coming to the United States will have limits on what sort of federal assistance they can receive. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli explains.
Under the rule, a public charge is now defined as an individual who receives one or more designated public benefits for more than 12 months within any 36-month period.
Cuccinelli also says the rule does not affect refugees and is set to go into effect in October. Federal prosecutors have filed charges against a friend of a man accused of committing a mass murder outside a bar in Dayton, Ohio. Ben Glassman, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio, says Ethan Colley lied on forms about illegal drug use in order to be able to purchase body armor and firearm accessories for the killer. Colley admitted he does hard drugs 3 or 4 times a week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever is on your mind. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein.
To be specific.
Yeah, the convicted pedophile, child rapist, and just generally awful person.
I mean, these are...
What? Adolescent rapist. Okay. Then. Yeah. Okay. You are correct.
Post-pubescent women, young women.
Yeah. Most of the allegations I've seen dealt with his victims being 14 years old.
14 and 15 seem to be pretty common numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, he, you know, was friends with Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, a prince of the United Kingdom, a prince of Saudi Arabia, if I remember correctly, and just... generally high-ranking government officials throughout the world.
Lots of rich and powerful people.
I want to make a quick defense on my statement as far as child versus teenager. I think this is important because I spent some time in a youthful offender prison, and that youthful offender prison contained young men between the ages of 12 and 26. The Florida state government and many governments around the United States and around the world think it's fine to throw somebody in jail for actions that they commit when they're 14 or 15. Not to say they're not I'm not claiming. It's
right.
Not me claiming that they're not responsible for their actions. What I'm saying is that if a 14 or 15-year-old young lady decides to have sex, sometimes even with somebody who's only just a few years older, then that person is a sexual predator and she is an innocent victim.
I agree with your assessment of the situation,
yeah.
And I think what you're getting at is that situation is wrong.
I just don't know. I mean, I think we're talking about responsibility here, and one wishes to, you know, to use age as this responsibility factor. If the same 14 or 15-year-old young lady decides that she wants to have sex with somebody who is somewhat significantly younger than her, say 12, 11-year-old young man or woman, it doesn't really matter, then she's going to be considered the sexual predator herself. So we just need better guidelines than what we have out here. So here we have, well, now they're responsible. Now they're not. Now they are. And we use age as this arbiter, and it gets very bizarre.
I'm not a fan of using age as that sort of metric, because I think that, you know, maturity is going to be a function of experience. And although experience correlates to some degree with age, it's not universal.
No.
So you'll end up with some 14-year-olds who are more mature than some 24-year-olds, and vice versa.
Yep.
So I don't find age to be a particularly reliable metric. But I realize, you know, it makes people comfortable to have this sort of hard thing they don't have to think about.
It's been laid out for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a one-size-fits-all thing, and that's how government works.
Right. And most 66-year-old men don't have access to many dozens, if not hundreds, of young women ages 14 through 17 or whatever was going on there. So they feel safe in vilifying Epstein in that circumstance. I mean, like, it's okay, he's a bad guy. And I think he is a bad guy.
I would agree.
But, it doesn't surprise me that rich and powerful men use their wealth and power to avail themselves of biological adult women. They're young, but, you know, young's considered desirable in every other circumstance, as long as it's that
sure,
young is above the age of 18.
Yeah, and until about a century ago, it was considered desirable even in that circumstance.
Right. Sultans were likely doing something very similar to this, but
Absolutely.
We don't talk about that at all. So
I would agree. I think that's a main, I don't know if it's a main part, but biologically speaking, you know, that drive to procreate and all of that, I think it ultimately is what is motivating so many of these people to be rich and powerful in the first place.
Right. I would agree with you completely on that, is that a lot of wealthy men, probably not as many wealthy women, but a lot of wealthy men are driven to that by their desire to, you know, find multiple mates. And, do what they do with mates. And they're going to obviously want the mates that are most desirable, because that's what people want. And for whatever reason, our society says, this is desirable, but you mayn't have it.
I think you're right about Epstein being driven by the desire to procreate, because we did hear last week that he had this plan to seed the world with his DNA.
There you go.
You remember hearing about that?
I don't remember that part, but I would like to hear what he thinks is so grand about his DNA.
Well, obviously, he's a billionaire. His DNA must be good, right?
Well, I think that there's an argument for that, right? He figured out that in the modern world, one of the really great sort of coping mechanisms out there is the ability to make lots of money. And
sure.
If that's genetic, well, I don't know that there's any proof for that, but if that's genetic, then that's a good thing.
I think on average it probably would be genetic, because diligence and creativity, all of that is probably going to be to some degree genetic, and those things on average or will net.
I think intelligence is probably genetic. I don't know about diligence. That sounds like something that's learned.
Interesting. I've never given enough thought.
Okay.
Let's go into the phone zone. We've got Noah calling in from Arkansas. Noah, what is on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
I wanted to correct that gentleman earlier who was speaking about the Epstein murder, about the cell hanging himself. It's impossible. There's nothing to hang on. I've seen the inside of the cells. And when you're inside, watch, they have cameras everywhere in the cell, and there's nothing to hang yourself on. They get paper,
two things.
Underwear.
Epstein was not on suicide watch. And as Marty
said, was he in the same cell as when he was on suicide watch or no?
This is the thing, is that none of us were there, so we can only just repeat what the news says.
I mean, we can actually say, at least as according to the news, no, he was not in that same cell, because that cell has video monitoring 24/7, and the cell in which he was found dead did not have internal video monitoring.
Right. He had been moved to what they call the special housing unit, which is the federal government's version of solitary.
Yeah, I grew up here in Arkansas. The Clintons, they are known for what they do. And I would just leave it at that.
The first word I thought of when I found out that Jeffrey Epstein was dead was, the first word that came into my mind was Hillary. So,
No doubt. We're not fooled out here, people. Y'all listening, we are not fooled. You are a bunch of murderers, and your day in court is coming. But thanks for taking my call.
I would agree entirely. Thank you for the call, Noah. They are all, by definition, everyone within the state apparatus is a murderer.
Yeah.
To some degree. They're either a murderer by their own hands, or they're an accomplice to those murders.
I don't know. I think
the body count around Hillary, however, is unusually high. Has anyone actually sat down to think about just how many people commit suicide around Hillary?
Knowing anyone who's been in a plane accident is an amazing thing. Knowing five people who have been in separate plane accidents is statistically really unlikely. Now, if you're wealthier, you're going to know more people with their own planes.
Sure.
So that's going to drive that number up. I think it's, this first chart that they came up with, like the people who have died around Hillary, I think is interesting, an interesting bit of internet work, but I don't know what I think about it all. I think it's all very, very interesting.
That is exactly how I feel about it.
That Jeffrey Epstein's death is the most convenient death of the new millennium. And I hope that mine isn't the next most convenient death.
I remember, I wake up late, so it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I woke up and I looked on the internet and I saw that, Epstein was dead. The first thing out of my mouth was, well, he's either A, on his way to Tijuana or Cambodia or somewhere else where he can disappear and live off of $10 million for the rest of his life, banging all the 12-year-old hookers he wants, or he was murdered.
And that is I didn't consider the notion that he might have been, somehow spirited away. But I guess if you think that money is going to solve all kinds of problems, he's got enough money to solve all those problems.
There's a certain sense to it. It could have happened.
He could pay those the guards that snuck him out enough that they wouldn't have to work for the rest of their lives and still not feel it.
855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And
But you please tell us about Aria. You should talk about local that Bitcoin.
But I was going to.
I headed off to see Roger Veer of Bitcoin.com, and I'm excited to do that here in the very near future. This should be my last show until I return. And I think Bitcoin.com is just, it's a very important site.
Because
not only can you find out about cryptocurrency there and acquire Bitcoin Cash there and get a wallet, and they have sort of the very best tutorials, easily accessed tutorials for people who know nothing, and it's a great site for people who know lots of things because they have a news aspect. They have incentives for programmers to get involved in the Bitcoin Cash community. They've got they're a one-stop shop. They've just recently opened up an exchange, and they have a local exchange, which you know a great deal about, Aria.
Yeah, they have local.bitcoin.com. It's a trading platform allowing people to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. The best part is that there are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. And the keys to these chats get deleted 7 days after the trade closes. So after 7 days, all of those details are gone. And that's wonderful. And finally, we have a trading platform that actually respects our privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started taking Bitcoin Cash. There's no KYC. There are more payment methods than you can even imagine. And it's all encrypted. Go check it out. It's local.bitcoin.com. I absolutely love the site. It was just banned in China and Russia, evidently.
Banned in China.
It's that good.
I'm banned in Japan.
You are. Is that going to affect your trip in the coming days?
I'm not going to Japan.
I know you're not going to Japan, but won't the same rule apply in...
No.
Okay.
Japan and a few other countries, Canada, Australia, they have rules regarding convicted felons just showing up on their doorstep, but the vast majority of countries don't seem to have that problem. I think it's fair risk, because what we don't find a great deal of is convicted felon commits crime in foreign country. You don't see that headlight very often. And so I don't know what they're
unless they're congressional officials.
They're probably not convicted felons then.
They're probably not getting caught either.
Yeah, they should be considered.
They're felons, but not convicted.
They should be considered as one considers a convicted felon, but they don't.
And that's unfortunate, because as we're hearing now in regard to Jeffrey Epstein, and again, all of this is speculation. There's no hard facts, and I was arguing with a previous co-host of Call to Freedom about this. That would be Tom Gray, who was saying, you know, no, the big tragedy here is that people kill themselves in prison all the time. I'm like, dude, you are focusing on this suicidal prison thing, and I get it that, you know, you want to pretend to be raising suicide awareness or whatever, but you're missing the point here that this convicted pedophile billionaire was friends with previous presidents, the current president, countless congressional officials, governors, princes, kings, bishops, popes.
And I have seen multiple articles and heard, you know, these journalists running around, you know, out there on television and radio, basically saying the effect of, hey, we don't have any, you're not supposed to believe this. Everybody, by that I mean many, many, many people are ready to believe. I would say a large percentage of the U.S. population is ready to believe right now that something, that we are being told something very important about Epstein's death. So, you know,
I don't know anyone who believes that he actually killed himself.
I don't know if he killed himself or not, but I wouldn't say that he did it without luck. I keep calling it the most convenient death because it's so convenient, and it doesn't take a genius to begin to follow the money here. Who benefits? These are the questions one needs to ask when something happens. And
literally, the people who benefit are the people responsible for setting up, overseeing, and maintaining the federal prison system.
Yes, that is also true.
So we had this convicted felon, this pedophile, as the media labels him,
yep,
who had dirt on many prominent members of the state.
And just before he could roll on them,
he dies.
He dies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the textbook definition of convenient.
That is darn convenient. Now, I've heard people speculate that he's, you know, foreign intelligence. I think there's some, you know, there's a couple of good arguments for that. Think about this for a second. What if he was out there, say, put out by a foreign intelligence agency? You just pick. You know, but there's a few of them out there. There's one. So let's pick the Mossad. His last name is Epstein. That holds some level of value. So they want to get dirt on important people. We already talked about the likelihood that rich and powerful men would be duped into having sex with young women. So
I don't know how hard it would be to dupe them.
Well, I mean, I don't even know if dupe is the right term. Lured. So this is the honey. This is the honeypot thing, right?
Sure.
So they're lured into having sex with young women. And now it doesn't matter who the young women are. They don't need to be Mossad agents or anything like that. So long as now we can say this guy did this thing on this plane at this time. And we have video of it. And we'll just hold on to that until we need it otherwise. So I'm just asking you this. Do you think that you could turn a video of Bill Clinton having sex with a woman who is clearly under the age of consent on the Lolita Express into money or influence? Do you think you could do that?
Oh, absolutely.
I know I could.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now we have Jeffrey Epstein, which we are now to presume is so foolish that he would let something as valuable as a former president of the United States, you know, in flagrant delicti with a post-pubescent young lady who cannot consent according to the law, and I'm just supposed to say, oh, well, yeah, Epstein, just not smart enough to do that. He's smart enough to get $500 million and use power and influence to that. Not smart enough to just say, I don't know, put up a hidden camera.
I tend to agree. And, you know, especially in cases like Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump, two notorious misogynists. And
Prince Andrew, whoever this guy is. I don't know who Prince Andrew is. I probably should look that up. But
yeah, these are people who can literally give you whatever you want.
Yeah. Now, I don't know that Donald Trump, at this point, it looks like Donald Trump can sort of distance himself reasonably well. But yeah, if you had a video of Donald Trump in a situation like this, would that be valuable to you?
It would be extremely valuable.
I would sure like to have one of the governor, the current governor of Florida, in a situation like that. I'd have a pardon tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't worry about getting kicked out of Japan. That's taken care of. So, you know, can Trump influence the governor of Florida? Probably. So that would be useful. I'm just saying that if intelligence agencies didn't do this, if the Mossad wasn't doing this, they're a bunch of idiots. And you know what I don't think they are?
Idiots.
A bunch of idiots.
You've made a compelling case for there being a lot of video.
I wish I could take all the credit for it, but it's actually a listener who fleshed it out for me, and I saw the light.
Well, we do have reason to believe that there is video evidence, and that the FBI was just raiding, I mean, especially of the estate. One of the allegations.
FBI just raided today Little St. James Island, or whatever.
Right, Little St. James.
Both of them, right?
I hadn't heard this.
Greater St. James, I don't think, was raided because he hadn't actually gotten around to
building
on it.
Okay.
But Little St. James, at the very least, was raided by something like 50 FBI agents.
Yeah.
Who presumably were there collecting that video either to destroy it or to use it as evidence.
Right.
And I guess this guy who it can no longer be used as evidence against.
And this is an important thing to talk about is that, okay, so we're willing to believe that a foreign intelligence agency did all this. Now, I ask the listener, because I don't need to look at you guys and ask this question, do you think that there are rogue elements within our own government? And by rogue, I just mean people with their own agendas that aren't, I don't know, exactly in line with your agenda. Now, if you don't believe that the government's agenda is in line with your agenda, you're probably you're insane if you believe the government believes the same things you do.
Absolutely.
But whatever. There's more than two people in the government, so they have more than two agendas.
Well, there was the syphilis test in Georgia on black people, where they didn't actually give people syphilis. They just didn't actually treat them for it as they were promising to. There was MK Ultra, Operation Norwood, and all of these other projects undertaken by elements within the government whose interests flagrantly conflicted.
So do we want the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, you pick your government agency. Do we want them having this kind of power and influence over important people around the world? Sounds crazy.
Let us know what you think. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE is in freedom.
I'm crazy about my magic mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without my magic mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to mymagicmud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. And it's a place you can send any business. And they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.